What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Our jam around here is to give you great information so that when you listen to it, it improves your practice and your life. And one of the challenges we hear from practice owners everywhere is my team doesn't get it. They just don't get it. And we hear the same thing from team members. My doctor just doesn't get it. And everybody's scrambling for a solution. Well, today, I bring on an amazing coach and leader here. Her name is Jenny Poulos. And we talk about why your team doesn't get it and why they don't get it when they think of you and how to fix that fast. So here it is. Please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this. And we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast, where our jam around here is to bring the coolest people ever, the smartest people ever, great coaches, leaders, to help you create a better practice and a better life. And I have an amazing coach on today, Jenny Poulos, and we're going to cover the question. Have you ever asked yourself, why doesn't my team get it? Like I talk, they just don't get it. Well, today, we're going to go right there and how to fix it. Jenny, thanks for being back. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. It's been a minute since we've been on together. Excited to chat about this as well. We've had conversations about this in the past. Such an important topic, and learning how to communicate clearly, just a few simple tools to help your team get it can change so much for you. It doesn't take a lot to turn the dial here. So I'm excited. Yeah. It'd be good.
Let's go super high level. Like any dentist that's listening, why is this an important topic? Let's go there.
Right. As a dentist, right, you crave a team that owns it, and you need a team that owns it because you can't do it all on your own. You right. need a supporting team to help get you there. When they align with your vision, it lightens your load, right? They start taking away from your stress instead of adding to it. Your practice runs smoother, your stress drops, your outside life gets better, right? This is a driver for better practice, better life.
Yeah. And you know, one of the phrases you always use is clear is kind. I use a similar phrase and we kind of bring them together, you know, interchangeably. I always say, don't be nice, be clear. And you go, clear is kind. Can you explain that?
We oftentimes get right so caught up in, I want to be a good leader. I want to be a kind leader. And that really can lead to us stepping away from constructive criticism or little bits of conflict or hard conversations. And we think we're being nice by not having the important conversations that we need to have. When in reality, the nicest thing that you can do is to be completely upfront, honest, and clear with your team, because you're setting the expectations that they can follow, and you're creating an environment in which everyone can thrive.
Yeah, and you're usually spreading around a lot of gray. So I'll tell you what I did, and maybe this will resonate with you if you're listening. I used to be nice instead of clear. And so I would say to team members, oh, not a big problem. I mean, you're a great person. And this isn't a big deal, when this was a big deal. Now it's much easier to be clear. If you've ever raised teenage daughters, you know how important you have to be clear. So my challenge to you, if you're listening, is say more with fewer words. Yeah. And you don't have to be mean. Your patients love it when you're clear. Your family loves it when you're clear. We love leaders that are clear. And so don't try to be nice. because it gets in the way of clear. So it's important. Now, another thing is alignment. Can you speak on alignment? This is a big deal in every practice.
We need everyone speaking the same language, telling the same story, right? We need to be rowing in the same direction. And alignment isn't something that's accidental, right? We breed alignment through clarity, through repetition, through consistent leadership rhythms, right? It's how everybody understands the why. And if we aren't aligned as leaders, we won't be aligned as a team, and we won't be moving in the same direction. Oftentimes leaders tell me, like, we're aligned. It's the team that doesn't get it. They don't get it. And I hear this over and over and over again. And I ask oftentimes, who is the one common denominator in all of the theys?
Right.
It's never the team members. It's always the leader. They are the common denominator. It's like, they're not aligned with me. No, you're not creating clarity with your team and your leadership team in order to build that alignment where everyone understands what's expected and how to get there.
Yeah, if you had one goal, if I could do one thing over again in 31 years of doing this, it would be to learn what alignment really meant. It wasn't till later in my career. And so we always say internally and externally, like, agreement and alignment are not the same thing. You and I, Jenny, we do not have to agree, but we are going to get aligned before we leave this room and communicate to other team members. And you have to do it at home. You have to do it at business too, you know, because any crack in alignment between leaders blinds everyone else. And so a great majority of our leadership work is creating strong alignment between leaders. And we always say misalignment is the root of all evil. If you look at anything that falls apart, it falls apart because there wasn't alignment at the front. And when you have very strong-willed individuals, you can't get consensus. It's not even a good goal. You can't get agreement.
No.
Shoot for alignment.
Yeah, and we're not looking for consensus. And you won't get consensus. It's not even really possible to get consensus outside of a few people in a room. And I'll tell you, right, our team is just like your team. We have to work through things and struggle with them. And a few team meetings ago, we actually went through an exercise where we said, what does alignment mean to everyone? Let's get aligned on what the word alignment means so we can make sure that the language that we're using as we're trying to drive these common behaviors and beliefs, everyone is on the same page. And if you're using some language, are we aligned? Are we aligned? You need to get aligned. What does your team think that is? We always like to give just easy, helpful tools. A tool that I oftentimes will give to leaders or doctors when they're trying to get people on the same page. And this kind of transitions us into the importance of sort of repetition and saying things over and over again is if you're uncertain if people understand what you're saying, ask the question if they are, right? Am I clear? Are we on the same page? What did you hear, right? After a conversation, let me know what you heard. Let me know what you understood from that. Because if they don't know or they can't give it back to you, right? Now you have somewhere to build from and you can say, oh gosh, I see now we're not speaking the same language. We don't think this means the same thing. So one thing you can start doing today is say, what did you hear? Right? Ask the question if people understand.
Yeah, I love that question. There's many ways you can ask it. What did you hear? Or help me understand, how did you understand what today was? Or we did the Bob Pike training. What's the question? What can I clarify for you?
That's our big thing. What can I clarify?
Instead of saying, like, do you have any questions? Because the default answer is no. You know, I don't have any questions. But this is really important. I'm going to go back to what you said, like chief reminding officer. This is a hard one too, as a leadership. You know, the average adult has to hear something 7 times. There's conflicting reports on it. Somebody says it's 6, somebody says it's 7, but you get the number. It's somewhere in there. And Sarah hates that, my wife. I'm like, you know, you have to say something 7 times. And so, you know, men, if you're, you know, telling your, if your wife says to you, you know, I have told you 3 times, say, you got 4 more. Sarah is, I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast, but she's actually texted the same thing 7 times.
Perfect.
In a text. So
Sarah,
like,
knows. She's
please
smart.
Please pick up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's 7 times. I think I got it.
Yeah,
so
she's got it.
Repetition. Don't be afraid to repeat the same thing. Over communication is not bad. A lot of times we think we're irritating people or we're putting them down. Or I think, and it's important that you're repeating the right things. You do it at home if you're a parent. You know, you say the same thing and over again. But I want you to talk about this. Why does repetition build, why does it build trust and predictability? Why does it improve this on any team?
Repetition, right? It's not boring. It's like branding behavior, right? It's that drumbeat that you need where I'm consistently communicating the same thing over and over again, because really what that happens is it ends up fostering trust on your team. It creates predictability. I know what to expect, right? And when days are unpredictable, it's hard for me to trust when I don't know what to expect, when I don't know what the rules are, when I don't know what the boundaries are. That also creates safety for teams. 2012, Google did this study called Project Aristotle. They studied 40,000 teams, I believe, and they found that the number one predictor of a successful team was an environment of psychological safety. They had all of these things that they thought it was going to be, but it was a safe space. And that means, that safe space means I know what to expect. I can ask questions and not be afraid. And I can show up in an environment where I can work hard, do my best work, and trust my leaders. So when you are repeating the same story over and over, your team knows what to expect. They know what the rules are. They know what the boundaries are. They're going to trust you and they're going to feel safe.
Yeah. And I'll just tell you, as a receiver of information, our brains are all over the place. So even in very important meetings, I'm thinking about who this is going to impact. And I missed a few things. So you have to remember, as a leader, like, telling your team once isn't communication. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be an announcement. True communication is consistency. It's rhythm. It's the predictability. We actually have more respect for people that we know what to expect. That psychological safety is so incredibly important in a world that's incredibly dynamic. And so every leader, whether you're a dental practice owner or an office manager, you don't even need a title to be a leader. Like, you got to work effectively as a team, and leadership alignment, what we say, how many times we say it, is essential to your team health and success. Now, the other thing is, when you repeat it, it amplifies its influence. Mm-hmm. Like, so talk, can you talk about that?
Right. It's like the repetition is like the great multiplier. Right. There's a compounding effect to the repetition of your messaging. And over time, it's going to amplify them. So we coach people often, right? When you see something good, you've got to compliment it. Right. When you want something to happen, you've got to say it over and over and over again. And over time, that message that you're repeating is going to become embedded into your culture, right? And it's going to create a ripple effect. Really, what you want is the story that you're telling, the words that you're using to be repeated when you're not in the room. That's what we're going for. And when you are so consistent and the team begins to have this trust that I can speak for my leader because I know the answer. I know what he believes. I know what we believe. Like, you're winning, right? So you need to make sure that you're repeating yourself, you're amplifying that effect so your team can confidently make decisions that they trust, that they know that you will trust in, and speak your story and your truth when you're not in the room, to other teammates when they're training, to patients, right? This is, you're winning when you are out of the room and your story is being told in the way
absolutely
you want to.
Totally agree. And so, you know, one of the things that we're big fans of are consistent communication rhythms, meaning 2-hour weekly team meeting. And a lot of people fight us. They're like, oh, what would I do? And then they do it and they're like, oh my gosh, I use all 2 hours. You have to have space to consistently communicate and repeat. I mean, you could take anything that happens in your practice, whether it be financial arrangements or you're walking by a hygiene op and you have 3 different hygienists saying 3 different things. You're like, that is a misalignment issue and it burns in your belly when they're not all aligned. You're like, I told them once. Well, once wasn't good enough. You know, you've got to be consistent. And that's why when you land the plane, and you are being super consistent, you don't often see its impact, but you see it later. You're like, wow, that was really good because you've said it so many times, you know, and I love intertwining like life stories. You know, I have kids that are 25, 23, 21, and there are times like, did I get through to you? And then one day they use a phrase, you're like, wow, that phrase, where did you hear that? And they're like, wow, I only heard it 7,000 times growing up. And I'm like, ooh.
Speaking about story is so impactful.
Yeah.
Right? When possible, use stories to spread your message. Use stories to communicate. Data tells us that story is 22 times more memorable than fact alone. Right. So as the chief repeating officer, as the leader, when you can use storytelling to bring your visions to life, share patient success stories, reflect on your mission, talk about these stories with your kids. I'd say paint the picture for me. When people can see it, hear it, feel it, they'll remember it. When we were kind of thinking about this conversation today, I actually was remembering a story from our ACT Pass. You and I did a podcast similar to this topic back in the past. And right, it's important to communicate clearly to team members in a way that they can take in the information. And our amazing Angela needed to post some information about our podcast. So she emailed me, what's the title? And I responded to her, I've said it 700 times, I can't say it again. When I did, which was the title of our podcast, though I was not clear in that. So she read it as me being a little bit of a brat, perhaps, or another word that we're not going to use here. She's like, what? I haven't asked that many times. So she started searching through her Google to find where have I told her 700 times the title of it. Really, but it was really me, drive-by communication, throwing something at her, making an announcement, not having a dialogue, and total misunderstanding and misalignment, but a super funny moment from our past.
Yeah, that when you talk about stories, because stories make those things memorable, that is truly one of my favorite stories. Like Angela tells it from her side. If you guys know Angela, she's the sweetest human. Oh, wow, Jenny. Whoa, what did I do wrong? You know?
Whoa.
And so it's a funny story that we tell here around ACT is, I've said it 700 times was the title of the podcast. But the point being is like repetition consistently creates it. It does a lot. Not only does it build retention, it builds trust, it builds predictability. You know, a lot of times you don't want to be repetitive because you just don't want to be that person. But what you don't know is sometimes its impact increases trust on the other side. They already go, I know exactly what he or she is going to say. It amplifies the words. And then as a leader, it's always great to come up with stories, whether they be about what happened today, you know, what happened in the huddle. And again, I'll go back to communication rhythms. When you have a great huddle, you can say, hey, guys, I got to tell a story about yesterday, you know, or... You know, Google review, you can say, hey, this is a great time to tell a story. Like this is a great one. And this is why we do what we do. It reinforces all the work that we do. And I'm not smart enough to go into the power of story. But when you talk about the data thing, I mean, you look at the power of a human being, like the power of story has been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
And stories help us build context. They help us build everything. And so when your team... because they've heard it or they become part of the story or, you know, the hero story, which is a patient story, that's when your organization really starts to get it. And so, and I don't want to sit here and say, oh, we figured that out. No, this is hard work.
It is hard work.
You don't become an overnight success right away. It takes like 7 years to become an overnight success.
I think it takes like 20 years.
It could. You might not even think you're making any traction at all. And one day you hear a conversation, you're like, wow, they're starting to get it. And it's been 7 years of doing this. And there's a part of it that you're not getting. So I think it's important to remember these things. This topic, Jenny, was hard for me. I thought repetition was putting people down.
Yeah.
I thought it was being, you know, calling them as not very intelligent because I've got to say this again. And then once I understood it, because we leaned into it, is like, oh, they need this repetition. They need that predictability. So if you're listening to this podcast, we all need the repetition from you for multiple reasons. So Jenny, give us some final takeaways before we say goodbye.
I just like, remember your team wants to get it.
Yeah.
Right. If you're hiring by core values, if you're doing all of these things, you're surrounded by people that want to get it. If they can't hear it or feel it, see it, they can't get it. Alignment starts with you. be the chief repeating officer with your leadership team. Be really clear on what is important to you and repeat it over and over and over, right? With clarity comes communication, accountability. Your team will transform. You will move from this like compliant team to this committed and aligned team. Something for you to do in your next team meeting, ask each person to describe in their own words, hey, what does success look like for the practice? Find out if you're aligned on where you're going. If the answers don't align, you have a conversation to start, right? And think 9 different answers from 9 different people. You don't have alignment, but you've got a lot of opportunity there because you know where you are.
Yeah, so well said. So well said. I can't say enough about alignment and repetition. 2 important skills to create a super healthy practice of people that get it. And so we've got some great tools. I don't know, you know, if you're not familiar with what we do, we're building an entire ecosystem community around independent practice tools you can use to create a very healthy practice, a better practice, and a better life. And one of the tools we have back there is called a strategic vision strategic vision creator tool. Now, it's a very cool, complex tool. Our pro clients use it. You can have access to it. You go back in the Best Practices Association. It walks you through step by step how to create a strategic vision and then how to communicate it clearly and over again. There's an additional tool because we mentioned the chief reminding officer. We actually created a download, an entire tool on that, on what it is, how to do it. You know, how to think correctly. You can go back there and you can look for chief reminding officer. So the point is, we've got a lot of great tools. We're going to keep bringing them. So make sure you check out the Best Practices Association. We actually have an app now. You can join it and you can take it on the go. And if you've done everything, you're like, Kirk, I've done everything, and I just don't know what to do next. You don't have to stay there. You can get a great coach like Jenny. Jenny's an amazing coach, works with some of the best practices in the United States to help you get unstuck. The practices we coach aren't necessarily broken. They've just hit ceilings where they're like, I don't know how this is going to get. We are working as hard as we can. And we challenge them to think better, communicate better, and organize their work better. And you can contact Courtney or Gina on our team to learn more about how a great coach can help you. So make sure you check that out. Jenny, thank you so much for being on. I always appreciate you.
Yeah, super fun to be here with you every time, Kirk. And
it's
to
awesome.
Think probably worth repeating.
Oh, look at you.
You. I know.
Yeah.
I did there.
Yeah.
Our greatest joy as coaches in the ACT team is to be here to help you through these challenges, to give you the tools that you need to create the practice that will give you the life that you want.
Amen, sister. So well said. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. We're so grateful you're here. I don't know how this is working, but you guys keep showing up. With over 100,000 unique users and over 900 episodes, we got 9,000 more to come. We love this stuff. And we love dentistry. So please keep tuning in and we'll keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.